You want some cool merchandise? Well, you want to go to RidersLivePodcastStore.com. Also, we have t-shirts, hoodies, and drinkware accessories. You just shop, pick out what you like, and your orders will come straight to you directly. Also, subscribe to the Riders Live Podcast. It's on all streaming platforms. You can even listen on RidersOnline.net. You can get my music from the link tree. You can access my merchandise store. And you can listen on all streaming platforms right through the link tree. So subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify for Podcasters, Google Podcasts, and Good Pods. And you can also leave a review on RidersOnline.net. I appreciate everybody who's been listening to the show. Keep tapping in for great content and episodes. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. Let's get it.
They call him punt, the wild foul guy. They call him Rock the Riders. Rock. They call him the wild foul guy.
They call him Rock the Riders.
Rock.
They call him
the wild foul guy.
They call him
punt.
Welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. At the time of this recording, it's 52 degrees in Chicago. I planned on talking about the Hulk. Since it's MIA, I'll get back at y'all in January, February, or March for sure. I honestly believe there's so much heat coming from Chicago, and most likely delayed the winter. That's got to be the reason. I will not be mentioning anything regarding music when it comes to me. However, it would be a disservice for me not to mention the things the artists have going on. Pape G is on fire. He has the Life's a B song out featuring myself. It's available on YouTube. If you don't know, that's the video that I've been sharing on Instagram and Facebook. Go check that video out. Go check out Nostalgic by The Real Charismatic on SoundCloud. The album is produced by Ben Malik in its entirety. The album features Unique Soul, T-Law on multiple tracks, I think it's like three. The album also features Notion and myself on a song called Some Kind of Change. Go check out Lost Beats podcast. He interviewed Charismatic and did a listening party. So go to LostBeats.net. The episode is called Nostalgic. It's dope. I'm the West Poppin' Artist of the Day, y'all. Drop down. I'm the Rider Slide West Poppin' Artist of the Day, y'all. Let's get it.
Playing a game, the rules ain't clear. Smoke and mirrors, intense fog out here. here. Hard to decipher friends from foes out here. Nobody stacking, everybody buying clothes out here. You can never be king without pawns out here. Move with money or enforce fear. Money and power bring respect out here. Wealth is measured by your whips out here. Navigate wisely when you move out here. Your brains are splattered like noodles out here.
I see you pitching from the curb.
System throwing everything but the sink in. Through the lack of knowledge and critical thinking. When you catch that case, it's longer than a weekend. These clowns on TV, I fake pretend. Tall tales and legends, stories of ex-felons. Once you get that X, it's hard to excel. You ain't dead until your credit. X don't mark the spot. Tap into the talents and gifts that you got. Pass on the blunts and pills that you pop. Get a better connect just to connect the dots. Be smooth when you move, it's piping hot. Of a lion, quick to blast fast, known for toed iron. Took the oath of an Assassin's Creed. No women, no kids, never scared to do a bid. The flip side is, you got a family and kids. The spot where you live, the mob know where it is. You never rattle, never snitching or tattle. Trust me, dude, no one's half the battle. Karma, motherfucker, and they will touch you. You a threat, cause you built to last. They coming for the safe. Violate your place. You already dead. Two in the head, never the feds. Two in the head, never the feds. Two in the head, never the feds.
I see you pitching from the curb.
That was Rodis featuring Lala, Sunflower Seeds. That song is available on all streaming platforms, but I want to let y'all know, when she was singing on that track, she was only in sixth grade. So I want to let everybody know that, one, that song is available on all streaming platforms, and two, as of today, at the time of this recording, she is a college graduate, and I have her new single on Rodis Live today. Sunflower Seeds is available on all streaming platforms. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Great weather, that's what's poppin'. Skoda Hustler. That's what's poppin'. Pape G, that's what's poppin'. Nostalgic, that's what's poppin'. Ben Malik, that's what's poppin'. The Pod Tape Series, that's what's poppin'. Indian Summer, that's what's poppin'. Fire Music, that's what's poppin'. La Cherie, aka Lala, that's what's poppin'. Nico, that's what's poppin'. Today, I'm gonna be playing music from two artists. The first artist is La Cherie, aka Lala. For those who don't know the history, she's the singer on Sunflower Seeds. She was in sixth grade when she sung that. She was getting label deal offers at the early age of like 12. So like in sixth grade, she was blowing. As you could tell from that song, the song actually charted. It was on the charts for like maybe 12 to 13 weeks. And it charted high and the song did good. The song and the video actually put me up on the map. But over time, people have been asking me, you know, who's the little girl? Where's the little girl? The little girl is now a fully grown adult. And the little girl is a college graduate. And the little girl is actually doing music. She was thinking about releasing a single. And it's going to be released eventually. But she wanted to bring it to my platform to see what the listeners of Rodas Live think about her new music and think about her as an artist. So I'm going to play the song for y'all. I'll get back to y'all.
It's getting hard to breathe trying to sing these melodies while I figure out the next step for me. I put it on myself, keep the weight on a shelf while I work on what's right for me. What's right? What's wrong? 'Cause I'm alone. My mind was next. Yeah, hanging by a thread, the weight is getting to my head, finding solace in the world for me. Been grinding way too long, feeling weakness in my bones, still working on what's right for me. What's right? What's wrong? 'Cause I'm alone. My mind was next. Yeah, you kept it. Yeah, you kept it. Yeah, 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 yeah. Losing my mind off this pain, making reasons in my brain. How did I not go insane? Ready to take care of myself. Drain on my strength. What's right? What's wrong? 'Cause I'm alone. My mind was next. Yeah, you kept it. Yeah, you kept it. Yeah. What's right? What's wrong? Kept it, yeah.
So that was La Cherie, a.k.a. Lala, with What's Right. So what y'all think about the song? You can tell that her vocal tone has changed, and that she's growing. She's a woman now, so her voice changed. You know, she don't really sound like a kid anymore. She sounds more like an adult. I want to know what y'all think about the song. Is it release ready? I think it is, but I'm just asking y'all because these are the questions that were brought to me to ask you, the listeners. I think the song ready to go. A nice little video with it'll be pretty good. But I'm going to leave a poll after this episode, and I want y'all to let me know if it's release ready. Is it good enough to be out on the airwaves, on the internet, on the radio? Is this something that y'all listen to or even possibly patronize? So she just wanted to know if it was good, because, you know, as an artist, sometimes we are on worst critics. I'm a La La fan, so I think that it's good. I was telling her, hey, it's good, you know. And she just wanted me to reach out to y'all, the listeners, and see what y'all think, because I think she'll value y'all opinion. So after this episode, I'm gonna do a poll, and y'all let me know if it's jamming or slamming. Alright? So, I have another artist. This is my homegirl, Tanico, right here. She is a gospel singer, but she sings R&B too. She got pipes. Now, this song is called Torah. It's a gospel song. It's an original song. And I think that is pretty dope. So I'm going to let y'all be the judge of it. And I'll be right back.
Savior of our souls, handle with the new.
That was Nico with Torah. Yo, I'm like a groupie for this song. I listen to What's Right and Torah every morning on my commute to work. And when I'm off work, I listen to both of the songs because they feel like they radio ready to me. What do y'all think about Torah? I be talking to Nico, I be like, man, you pump faking, homie, it's ready, it's ready. She keeps saying that something is missing. I don't know what's missing. The only thing that I think is missing is that it's not out. It's not available on streaming platforms. We don't have a video to see. And she need to go ahead and put it out. That's the only thing that I think is missing. Just like in the case of Lala, with What's Right, let me know if y'all think Torah is radio ready or ready to be put out. Do y'all like the song? Is the song trash? Is this something that you would purchase if it was out for like 99 cents or $1.29? These are all questions that they wanted me to address. So I'm bringing it to y'all, the listeners. I know y'all gonna keep it a buck with me. So I'm gonna leave a poll in the comments of the show. Make sure y'all leave feedback because they wanna know should they put their records out. You know, they gonna market them, they gonna promote them. It's gonna be everywhere, you gonna see it. So let me know what y'all think. I like What's Right, I like Torah. I'm a fan of both of the artists. Maybe it's biased for me. I think both of the records are good, and I think that they dope. So y'all let me know in the comments. Two more episodes of Riders Live coming up. So next week will be my pie anniversary. And then the last episode will be December 22nd. It'll be the last episode of the pie tape series for this year. And then I might drop a Christmas bonus episode on Christmas. So y'all check that out. After that, episodes will resume January 5th, 2024. January 5th, 2024. Make sure y'all let me know if y'all think What's Right by Lala, a.k.a. La Cherie, is ready. And Torah by my homegirl Nico is ready. This has been another episode of Riders Live. Happy holidays. Be safe. Peace.